tradition to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
On the radio.
about it.
CFW. Good morning, friends. Welcome to Friday. Hope it's going to be a great day. Hope you're going to have a good weekend. Hopefully you'll get a chance to get out and enjoy it. And also have a little bit of the weekend to do nothing. Not a lot of work. A lot of rest and relaxation and play maybe over the weekends. Mike McKay along with you. I am so fired up for the weekend. I can't even put it into words. Perhaps Tiffany can. I don't know.
I'm
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway, running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her, I'm a bad boy, for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Patty, Free Fallen, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. All right, let's get things started this morning with our feel-good story of the day. Love to start things off with a positive story. This is a great one out of Fort Worth, Texas. The McCarthy family had a little baby named Wyatt, little newborn son. He was born 2 years ago, and as soon as he was born, things were rough. He had his first surgery shortly after he was born. He was taken care of at the Cook Children's Medical Center, and they said one of the things that they had to help them out during those really tough, rough times was a prayer bear. Yes, a teddy bear that would, they said, would calm them. It was positive. It was their prayer bear. is what they called it. Wyatt's now 2 years old. He's doing great. And they said that they have so many thanks to the staff at Cook's Children's Medical Center that they wanted to give back. So Wyatt's mom, Kellyanne, she went on social media and she said, hey, this is what we use. If anybody would like to donate a bear to the hospital, it would be great for other families that are going through this. Within 1 week, over 1,000 bears were donated in 1 week. She said, quote, it was unbelievable. And she said that they plan to continue helping and promoting the donations of teddy bears to help others out that are going through bumpy times. And they said if they get so many bears in, they'll start to donate them to other hospitals and medical centers as well, because it made such a difference for them. You know, it's amazing and incredible when you hear these stories where people are going through these just almost unbearable times. And then when they get to the other side, they realize what they just went through and want to help and pay it forward and give back. And that's what this family is doing. So great. There's your feel-good story of the day to get your morning started on a positive note with 105.7 CFW.
and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Pressure. turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you through the Civic Media app early this morning. I got a text in from Tanya. She said that her son, Tyler, and her daughter, Claire, are up and at it, fourth and sixth grade, and they're up getting their day started, and they love the music on WCFW. Well, thank you very much. It's good that they have great taste in music. And to you as well.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby? I can too.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Michael Jackson, Bad, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you on this, finally, Friday. Social media influencer and reality TV star Jasmine Pineda. I guess she was on several episodes of 90 Day Fiancé or something like that. Anyway, she's got a TikTok that's gone viral where she shows herself bringing her own avocados to restaurants. She said it's too expensive to get avocados on your meal. So she brings her own, cuts it up, and puts it on her food. And she is getting blasted on TikTok for bringing her own food into a restaurant. What do you think about that? I personally don't think that you should be bringing your own food into a restaurant. Now, if you're, let's say you're a diabetic and you want sugar-free something to drink or maybe sugar-free syrup for your pancakes, that's one thing. But to bring in food, I don't know about that. What do you think?
Crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you. And whatever happened to Tuesday, I'm so slow. Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Girl.
us to sing. Sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing
sha la 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 la.
And Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, 105.7 CFW. McKay in the Morning along with you. Packers, of course, in action tonight. Kick off the regular season. They take on the Philadelphia Eagles. They are in Brazil this evening for tonight's game to start things off. By the way, if you want to watch the game, it's not going to be on NBC, but it will be on NBC-owned app Peacock on their streaming service. So unless you have a subscription to Peacock, you're not going to be able to watch the game tonight. And it looks like throughout the season, there's all kinds of different games, not just Packers games, but all kinds of different games that are on all these different streaming platforms. This is, how are we supposed to get, remember the good old days when it's just, okay, you watch Fox and it has all the NFC games. You watch, what was it, NBC would have all the AFC games or CBS, whatever it was. Can we go back to that, please?
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Special Order Business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like Flexsteel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley's source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. You know what's near and dear to my heart? The lotto. Oh, I love me some scratch-offs. I buy them and put them in everybody's stocking at Christmas. But, and this is a big one, I also know that buying lotto tickets is mathematically and financially what my grandpa would have called a waste of money. The internet is full of hilarious ways to show how bad our chances of winning are. Like that we are 20,000 times more likely to be struck by lightning than to win the Powerball. So, if your goal is to have more money in the future and you enjoy the occasional scratch-off, recognize that the lotto is a little bit of hope and fun and not much more than that. I spend 10 or 20 bucks on it every year and I enjoy those moments to the max. When I'm done, I go back to being smart about my money, which I'm here to help you do too. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Xcel Energy is proposing a new high-voltage transmission line starting near Blair and connecting to already existing infrastructure in Eau Claire. According to a press release, the organization says their Western Wisconsin transmission connection and other projects in development could bring in more than 2,500 watts of renewable energy, enough to power over 1.3 million homes each year. If approved by the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, construction on the new transmission line could begin in 2026. A new park is officially open in Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, the Princeton Valley Park is still waiting on some finishing touches, but already offers a variety of recreation options. The park features a wheelchair-accessible merry-go-round, climbing walls, and a half-court for basketball that will also have pickleball lines painted on it. The project cost over $200,000, and city employees did some of the border and base work themselves to lower costs. Residents are already considering expanding the park. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny. Back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my sweetheart. I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my sweetheart.
Five seven CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Our website, WCFW.FM. You should bookmark it, check it out. We've got news on there, weather information for you. We're putting blogs on there constantly. I'm going to try to blog every day. I know Laura blogs a lot. Jay does as well. Aaron. So you want to see what's going on. You never know what new info is going to be on there or something of interest to you. That's why you could take a peek at it every day. Again, our website is WCFW.FM, not www.wcfw.com, wcfw.fm. Bookmark it. You can also see all the different ways to stream us in case you can't listen on the radio. I think we are all working for the weekend, aren't we? Here's Loverboy.
Everyone's watching.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.